Welcome to the State of Hip Hop. I am your host, 6-4. Sunday Shenanigans with Moody, a.k.a. Moodrow. We out here. So, okay, we started off. Chrissy Teigen announced on Twitter that she is starting a company to loan people money who owe 50 Cent. So look though, so I'm like,
you know the whole deal with 50 saying you owe me money, I think that's just something that he's just doing, just to, you know what I'm saying, how he always stirring in the pot. You know, I don't really think some of them cats won't,
but they had some kind of little thing where Bow Wow owed him some money. He gave some money out to his homeboys to give to the dancers. Bow Wow took the bag home.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be a band. But I mean, come on, man. You know how 50 is. I don't really know who this Chrissy Teigen chick is. Is that John Legend's?
Yeah. She married a John Legend.
Okay, yeah. They just doing that for publicity. You know? Some of them rappers, though, he be talking about owing some bread.
Yeah. You know what's funny? Because, you know, I know you seen the thing where he, you know, the scene, the little video clip where he called Tony Yayo. And Yayo was just talking, and he was like, speaking of, you know what I'm saying, you owe me some money, too.
Yeah.
So, it's like,
I mean, if you're doing stuff for the homies, man, and you know what I mean? Like, what is he doing? He keeping score? Like, all right, we went out, and I spent this, that, and the third, you know what I'm saying? So now you got to get it back. That ain't real. But I know, like, when Yayo got in his little legal situation, 50 paid for all his lawyers and stuff like that. Now, if you asking for that money back,
that's a different story.
Yeah.
I mean, even though it's like, you know, I was reading, I seen somewhere, you know, somebody said, made a comment to where, you know, if you helping somebody, man, don't have a camera in front of you if you helping somebody.
That's true.
So it's like, you know, that is that the question? You know, is that the biggest question? Is he like, well, I'm helping y'all out, but I'm letting you know I'm helping you out, so you gonna pay me back? Is that like, you know what I mean? Is that what it is, or is it just, is it a, you know, everything is strictly business? You know, on one hand, I feel 50. On the other hand, it's like, this is your circle. These are people that you make the choice. You make the constant choice, you know, to let these, you know, people borrow money.
Yeah.
And if they don't pay you back, then whatever comes with that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's funny. I can't do nothing but laugh at it, really. Because first off, I'm not finna put myself in no situation. I'm just finna give all my friends money so they can just go do whatever with it. I mean, it's a reason and rhyme and mode and means for everything.
But like, it's like, Buck needed the money for his taxes. You know what I mean? So he gave him the money. But I mean, it's a difference if you just giving the money and somebody asking you to give them the money.
Right.
And with the intentions of paying you back. You know what I mean? But it's few and far between, man. Like, especially like when you a big homie, like, you know what I'm saying? They gonna lean on you. But if it's understood you supposed to be giving the money back, then you need to come and chill.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. So yeah, Chrissy Teigen, I wish you luck. This is the State of Hip Hop. We'll be right back. This is the State of Hip Hop. I am 6-4 Sunday Shenanigans with Moodrow.
Yo.
I got two words for you.
What's that?
LA Lakers. So, you know the biggest thing, you know, if y'all ain't heard, if anybody heard, you know, the Lakers have made a huge move to acquire Anthony Davis. And they giving up, you might as well say three quarters of their whole starting lineup to get Anthony Davis to play with LeBronte.
LeBronte. So they gave up Lonzo, they gave up Brandon Ingram and Hart, and the number four pick this year, for one player.
For one man, and he stayed injured.
And I think this year's injury was kind of like, nah, I ain't finna play. I'm just gonna go and sit out. We ain't going nowhere. So I don't wanna get out there and further risk injury and it let that mess up my bread that I'm finna get. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, I don't know, man.
But Vegas got them favorite to win it next year.
How?
With the acquisition of one player.
Man.
All right, Joe. How you feel?
Okay, first off, I believe a similar situation happened when Jordan went to Washington after his daddy passed, after they done killed his daddy, he took off and he came back to the league.
Nah, he went to Washington after the second.
Yeah, right. Three-peat. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he came back and went to Washington.
Yeah, after the second three-peat.
And
he was already 40, though. He was 40.
They had high hopes in Washington. Man, for one man.
Yeah. But, come on, man. You got to be real, man. 40. He's 40. I don't know. That was just the jizzle factor of the whole thing. You can't really. I ain't gonna sit here and talk about Jordan and none of these guys are even in the same category. We ain't gonna do that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's the point I'm making. This ain't Jordan, and this ain't Jordan coming back.
But
this ain't a young Jordan coming back. We talking about Anthony Davis. Now, don't get it twisted. Anthony Davis go hard.
Yeah,
he is a beast.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? He got some serious footwork right now.
Yeah, he definitely is a beast.
But
really, it ain't about him. They putting the money on a healthy LeBron and him. And then you got to think, like, Golden State ain't going to be Golden State next year. You definitely ain't got to worry. They may not make the playoffs.
I'm trying to tell you.
They may not make the playoffs.
I mean, if I was thinking right now, I would probably say Toronto might be
he bouncing. He ain't gonna be there.
You think he gone?
Definitely. It don't matter. They won it. That's his second Finals MVP. He's bouncing. He a Cali kid. He a LA cat. He gonna go back to LA. He ain't going to the Lakers. He's going to go to the Clippers, and the Clippers going to raise hell next year. You heard it here first.
The Clippers slick. Y'all almost had the Clippers messed up this year.
Oh, yeah. Doc did the most with the less. But them boys play hard for Doc. And
exactly.
They got Jerry West in the front office. So,
exactly. What I mean?
Yeah, the Clippers going to raise hell next year, especially if they get the claw.
And then, let's see, Kyrie, he going to most likely go to Boston, Brooklyn.
Yeah. They say Lakers want to get Kemba.
So let's just say hypothetically that some more money mysteriously pops up. Kawhi goes, Kemba goes to the Lakers with LeBron and Anthony and AD.
Yeah. Okay. So who going? LeBron, his championship formula is people that can stand around the three-point line and hit threes. Who you got? Anthony Davis shot 38% on catch and shoot threes.
Man, but Anthony.
Kemba game improving, but they don't really got nobody that you got.
Because they traded him.
Kuzma was really their best little option.
Well, yeah, Kyle Kuzma, they still got Kyle.
He stayed. You know, but I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting to see.
Man, I don't see it.
But this the thing, like, what Golden State gonna do? They gotta try to re-sign Clay. They gotta try to re-sign Durant. What Durant gonna do?
Durant.
And both of them hurt for the whole year.
Just put his Malibu home up for sale.
Ah, yeah, he's gone. They say he really want to go to Washington.
Washington.
That area. Yeah.
Well, see, and you know the biggest thing is like the biggest. First off, the NBA, y'all. well, not even the NBA. Whoever Golden State publicist is and they PR person, they was trash, was on and lying to everybody about his injury off the top. They should have just called it what it was, because now y'all look like some fools, because everybody know that that wasn't no ankle injury. How you going to be holding the back of your leg halfway up your leg calling it an ankle injury? And that was when he did it first against, what, Portland?
Yeah, they said calf yeah. Pain or something like
no,
that.
No, I knew it was a ruptured ACL from the jump.
Yeah.
You know, he pulled on it and he tweaked it pretty good. But I would call it ACL from the jump. So they lied.
Yeah.
And then, so now.
So you think he messed up his money? Is that Achilles? Like, you know, that's what Boogie had. You can look at Boogie and tell Boogie ain't the explosive Boogie. Yeah, and he was gone for about a year.
You might as well call it a year. Now, Clay down for about almost that long. They say 9 to 10 months, but that's going to be a year.
Yeah, that's a year.
So, on top of that, KD flew to New York to go to a doctor.
Well, I mean, best to have. I definitely
at all the hospitals in Cali?
I wouldn't fool with them team doctors that they... I need my own doctor after that. You know what I mean? I need my own doctor.
Man.
But you think he messed up his money, though? Think he messed up his money? You think somebody's still
not really though?
They gonna max him out. They gonna max him
easy because it's KD. When he was on the floor, the minutes he was on the floor, the last game he played, what was he doing? Busting boys up.
Yeah, but now he got
now he busted
Achilles, and you can give him 200 something million on what? Thinking, hoping he gonna come back and be right.
Right.
Yeah, so he might have messed his brand up.
So who won? So who won with the AD trade? AD win or the Lakers win? Or the rest of the league? I'm going with the rest of the league. I'm going with the league.
It's
going to make AD trade.
It's going to make them tough though. Yeah, LeBron definitely needed some help. So
yeah, them is facts.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be, but you know. You got to think, New Orleans, they got all them players, and they probably going to pick Zion with the first pick. So, you know, that's what made me think, like, the league kind of rigged, because how they just jumped to give them the number one pick so they can get Zion, and knowing Buddy just going to leave anyway, like, that's kind of shady.
Yeah, that's trash. It is trash.
That's shady. They should have had to struggle like everybody else.
Privilege. That's what we're going to call it, privilege. This is the State of Hip Hop. I am 6'4". We'll be right back. This is the State of Hip Hop. I am 6'4". Southern Shenanigans with Mudro.
Wow.
So I'm going to take a few minutes, man, to switch gears from the sports, man, and talk about an issue that a lot of entertainers don't seem to grasp the concept of. So Lil Nas X is reported he's getting ready to drop his EP Title 7 on the same day as Nicki Minaj is dropping her album.
That's probably not a good idea.
So it was like you could compare this to the situation with Yo Gotti and Gucci Mane when on the 10-17 beat. When Yo Gotti said, I'm going to drop mine on 10-17, he dropped his on 10-17, and Gucci was hot about it. Like, everybody know I drop on 10-17 every year. Now, this thing is kind of multi-layered, because A, from an artist standpoint, you have the right to drop whenever you want to.
True.
From a respectful standpoint, from a street standpoint, okay, why would I drop the same day that somebody else dropping them? Automatically put myself on a seesaw. Who had the biggest drop?
Yeah, but I mean, it's also a sport. They doing it for the competition too.
Exactly.
And I'm pretty sure, like, he's not gonna be beefing with Nicki Minaj over the drop, but he just guaranteed that. Yeah, there's a snowball's chance in hell. He is not gonna outsell Nicki Minaj.
Hang on, let me correct you, because the Old Town Road, if it's not diamond already, is on pace to be the fastest diamond record ever. That's 10 times platinum.
Yeah.
So I don't even think Nicki got a diamond album.
Yeah. But I mean, is that song on the album?
I'm sure it will be. It can't not be Going Almost Diamond. There's no way that anybody's
this is first album. This is first album. Yeah. So it's gonna have to be on there. Ain't nowhere around.
You can already count Lil Nas X for Billboard Awards for next year. You can count him for American Music Awards next year.
He should be in on everything.
Because of his album sales. Now what's gonna happen? He won't do as well as the Billboard Awards. And y'all can mark this now because I'm getting ready to tell y'all the truth. He won't do as good on the Billboard Awards as he will on the American Music Awards, because the Billboard Awards, they were trying to take his song off when he blew.
Yeah, with the whole, because they thought it was a country music song.
Because they said it wasn't a pure country song.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can count him out of the country category. He's going to be there because that's where they got released in. But he won't win the country award.
So,
because it's not a country song. But
are they saying it's a country song or it ain't a country song? Which one?
I don't know. I don't know personally. I know it's a song, and everything is such a big fusion of music, and that's why all music is. So it's like, you know, it pisses us artists off that, you know, you see somebody and they blow like it, then they catch smoke. From the charge people because it doesn't fit a certain category. So what?
I heard a country song and one of the lyrics was "Get Your Shine On." straight up. So,
but look though, here's the thing, and it's like, you know, I'm gonna bring this to the surface because a lot of people say country music ain't nothing like rap music. Now,
new music ain't even real country music.
Now, what I ask y'all to do, take all the words, take all the music out of country music. You read the lyrics. Now, quote, you know, it's not going to be nothing
bar
close
for bar.
Enough.
Yeah,
not bar for bar, but I'm talking about hardships. I'm talking about bumps in the road. I'm talking about everything you get yourself into in life. Yeah. You're going to hear in a country lyric. That's the same you're going to hear in a rock lyric. The same thing you're going to hear in a hip-hop lyric. And I think that people, you know, they tend to forget that part just because of the music.
Yeah. Who is geared towards.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you right now, if you go put a Waylon CD in, or you go put a Johnny Cash CD in right now, or you go stream, or, you know, you go stream some George Jones, or you go stream something like that, you're going to hear something about some pistols. You're going to hear something about some liquor. You're going to hear something about some girls in there.
Yeah.
And so you tell me I'm lying.
It's the same content.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. I feel you. But Lil Xan went diamond. Congratulations to him. But he getting no airplay in my ride. I can tell you that. I don't really care for the song. It's too cheesy, trendy. I don't like it. They play it on the radio every 15 minutes. I'm good without it. So, congratulations, but not over here.
Right. Shout out to Lil Nas X for the progress he made on this album. Megatron's Nicki Minaj album is coming out. We're going to see what happens. This is the State of Hip Hop. I am 6-4. Sunny Shenanigans with Mudro. We'll holler at y'all. We out.